I went out there and had a job teaching. I taught in the School of Medical Technology, which was affiliated with UCLA.
Then how do we track you through there as you were brought to Oklahoma?
Well, at that point, he had to pay back 2 years for his payment, plus his 2 years that all physicians had to serve. So we had 4 years ahead of us in the United States Air Force. Joe was a general medical officer, and we were sent to a base in Karamursel, Turkey. I thought, my God, I'm going to the end of the world. I mean, both of us looked at a map. We could not even find it on the map. But we decided, well, this would be a great experience, and we would just suck it up and go. Joe had to learn how to be a member of the United States Air Force, so he had to go to Gunter Air Force to learn how to handle a gun and how to march. I went back to Nebraska. But during this time, we also learned exactly what we needed to do to take to Turkey, because there was no base housing, and we were going to live on the economy. We needed to take things like a kerosene stove. We had to take our own furniture. We had to take everything that we needed. We had a child by that time. She was 6 months old. We needed to take everything that we needed for our child. We were going to take our car over. Joe left from the base in South Carolina, and I returned to Nebraska for 6 weeks to wait for my papers. Joellen and I left for Turkey the 1st of November, and it was an eye-opening experience for me. I remember Joe picked us up at the Istanbul airport, and he said, well, we're just going to have one night. I've made arrangements. We're going to stay at the Istanbul Hilton, which was wonderful. But he said, in the morning, Nancy, we're going to have, you know, a real awakening to where we're going to live. But it's a nice house, he kept telling me. So we went down to Galata Bridge, which, if you've ever been in Galata Bridge in Istanbul, is absolutely incredible. It's jam-packed with people and the ferries and fish. And people would come up and touch us. Joellen was very blonde, and they would touch her blonde hair. And, of course, I didn't know very much Turkish. I was learning it. We took the ferry over to Yalova, which was about 30 miles from the base, which was where we were going to live, in Yalova. And it was the rainy season. The commanding officer's wife met me at the ferry, and she said, here, you'll need these. They were knee-high boots. And I thought, oh my gosh, where am I going? The house that we were going to live in was completely surrounded by water. It was a house built for the American physician. It was cold and damp, and we had no furniture. Joe had two army cots. We had an Aladdin stove. Joe had built a playpen for Joellen out of the packing boxes that had her crib in it. We lived that way for about 2 months until our furniture arrived. The electricity was unbelievable. It was 220 watts, but there was never enough electricity, so usually we had about 40 watts of electricity. Joe learned how to transformer to step it up to 110. We had days without water. I learned to speak Turkish because you had to bargain for everything, and I was paying too much money for the eggs. So I learned to go to the market, the bazaar, and bargain for the eggs and the cauliflower and the broccoli. But for two kids in their 20s from rural Nebraska, this was an incredible experience. We learned the language, and we traveled. We traveled a lot over Turkey, around Turkey. We went to Europe. Joe decided when he was a general medical officer, he was going to go into anesthesia. So they sent him to Wiesbaden for 6 weeks, and we went to Wiesbaden and traveled all over Europe. We had rest and relaxation, which they gave officers who lived in Turkey. So we went to Greece, and we bought a Mercedes and drove it back from Stuttgart to Turkey. Went to Tripoli. It was a great learning experience for both of us, and we really came back, I think, much more aware of cultural differences and an appreciation for that. It was wonderful. Then Joe came back to Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio for his residency in anesthesia. From there, we were sent to MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida, which is where the F-4 pilots were that were going to Vietnam. That was really a difficult experience because those were the first pilots that went over. Many of their planes went down. Their families were in Tampa with us. Many of them on our block. Many of them were prisoners of war. That was really a difficult assignment.
Mid-'60s, 63, 64.
Joe, you see, then he had to pay back for his residency. So we had the 3 years at MacDill Air Force Base. And then we had almost a little over 10 years in careers. And so he thought, well, I might as well stick it out. But Vietnam was facing him. And he said, I think I'll see if I can resign my commission. Not expecting it to go through. And in 30 days, we were out. We were very fortunate because two of the men that were ahead of Joe in his residency at Lackland Air Force had also been able to resign their commissions and had come to Tulsa to practice at St. John. And they asked Joe to come to Tulsa to practice with them.
What were their names?
Danny Christman and Hal Stratton. We followed them here. And then ultimately, Bruce Winger followed us. He followed Joe at residency, and then Bruce came. And they had the anesthesia associates at St. John's Hospital.
So that would have been what year?
1965 is when we made the decision to come.
To Tulsa.
Right.